When Bernard spoke at last, it was in a small, tired voice. "All right, then," he said. "We'll go back." And stepping hard on the accelerator, he sent the machine rocketing up into the sky. At 4,000, he started his propeller. They flew in silence for a minute or two. Then suddenly, Bernard began to laugh. Rather oddly, Lennon thought, but still it was laughter. "Feeling better?" she ventured to ask. For answer, he lifted one hand from the controls and, slipping his arm round her, began to fondle her breasts. "Thank Ford," she said to herself. "He's all right again." Half an hour later, they were back in his rooms. Bernard swallowed 4 tablets of Soma at a gulp, turned on the radio and television, and began to undress. "Well?" Lenina inquired with significant archness when they met next afternoon on the roof. "Did you think it was fun yesterday?" Bernard nodded. They climbed into the plane. A little jolt, and they were off. "Everyone says I'm awfully pneumatic," said Lenina reflectively, patting her own legs. "Awfully." But there was an expression of pain in Bernard's eyes. "Like meat," he was thinking. She looked up with a certain anxiety. "But you don't think I'm too plump, do you?" He shook his head. "Like so much meat." "You think I'm all right?" Another nod. "In every way?" "Perfect," he said aloud. And inwardly, "She thinks of herself that way. She doesn't mind being meat." Lenina smiled triumphantly, but her satisfaction was premature. "All the same," he went on after a little pause, "I still rather wish it had all ended differently."
"Differently?"
"Were there other endings?"
"I didn't want it to end with our going to bed," he specified.
Lenina was astonished.
"Not at once, not the first day."
"But then what?" He began to talk a lot of incomprehensible and dangerous nonsense. Lenina did her best to stop the ears of her mind, but every now and then a phrase would insist on becoming audible.
"To try the effect of arresting my impulses," she heard him say.
The word seemed to touch a spring in her mind.
"Never put off till tomorrow the fun you can have today," she said gravely. 200 repetitions twice a week from 14 to 16 and a half, was all his comment. The mad, bad talk rambled on. "I want to know what passion is," she heard him saying. "I want to feel something strongly."
"When the individual feels, the community reels," Lenina pronounced.
"Well, why shouldn't it reel a bit?
Bernard." But Bernard remained unabashed.
"Adults, intellectually and during working hours," he went on, "infants where feeling and desire are concerned."
"Our Ford loved infants." Ignoring the interruption,
"It suddenly struck me the other day," continued Bernard, "that it might be possible to be an adult all the time."
"I don't understand." Lenina's tone was firm.
"I know you don't, and that's why we went to bed together yesterday, like infants, instead of being adults and waiting."
"But it was fun," Lenina insisted, "wasn't it?"
"Oh, the greatest fun," he answered, but in a voice so mournful, with an expression so profoundly miserable, that Lenina felt all her triumph suddenly evaporate.
Perhaps he had found her too plump after all.
"I told you so,"
was all that Fanny said when Lenina came and made her confidences.
"It's the alcohol they put in his surrogate."
"All the same," Lenina insisted, "I do like him. He has such awfully nice hands, and the way he moves his shoulders, that's very attractive." She sighed. "But I wish he weren't so odd."